right, Tab. So around this time, every morning, we jump into our five confessions of the blood of redemption. Mm-hmm. And during the month of March, we are looking at how to pray prayers that don't hit the ceiling, right? That's what many people say.
Yeah.
My prayers are just, it feels like my prayers are not going anywhere. And the truth is, if you feel like your prayers are probably hitting their ceiling, they probably are. Because there's a right way to pray and there's a wrong way to pray. And Jesus had to teach us the right way to pray so that our prayers can be answered. Now, we're looking at the Our Father prayers. You find this prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And we know the Our Father prayer also very well. We, as this older generation, have been taught the Our Father even from nursery school. So we can quote it back, left, right, and center. However, today we, or this month, we are sharing with you exactly how or what those specific nuggets that Jesus taught were, because the model needs to be built over. Now, the Our Father prayer starts by saying,
Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven. And our first lesson last week was on the Our Father. Now what is the significance of Jesus saying Our Father?
We need to come. He was showing us that we need to come to God as his children.
As his child, right? So when we pray, we don't pray to the man upstairs. We don't pray to, you know, some figure that we do not know. We pray to a father who we have a relationship with. Okay, so remember this. We pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit. So we pray to the Father with the, through Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit. And this is why when we taught this for the first time, we also gave everyone an opportunity to give their lives to Jesus, because you first got to be a child of God before this prayer thing can work from you. In fact, the only prayer that you can pray if you are not a son or a daughter of God is a prayer of repentance to give your life to Jesus. And just to recap on that, so many people gave their lives to Jesus on that day. And here's one voice note that says the following.
We receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Impact.
Oh, man, isn't that just so precious?
So excited. Yes. Sweet.
So today, let's go on to the next part. All right, Tubbs, let's go for it. Our Father,
who art in heaven.
Heaven.
Hallowed be your name.
Your name. I saw a very funny thing on social media, and they said, what's the name of God? And I asked a little girl, what's the name of God? And she says, Howard. And they're like, huh? Howard what? She says, Our Father, Howard be thy name. Okay, God's name is not Howard. It's Hallowed, right? So this is praise, praising God, right? So Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So the Bible teaches us in the book of Psalm 100 verse 4. It says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and we enter his courts with praise. So when we're coming into prayer, remember we need to get to the Father. Right? And many people think, well, you can just waltz up and just say, oh, Lord, can you hear me? Let me pray and please do this, please do this, please do that. You know that God doesn't hear some of those prayers. And I know people are very shocked right now by me saying God doesn't hear some of those prayers. But let me give you this analogy, right? Tubbs, how's your house situation set up? Now, don't tell us where you stay because I know some people are going to come to you. You understand. How's your house situation? Do you have a gate?
We do have a gate.
Yes. All right. And you have a room in that house?
We have rooms.
Now, how do you get to your room? Like, let's say I'm looking for Tabby.
Through the front door.
Through the front door. Yeah. But I don't just, you know, magically waltz through the gate.
No.
Someone has to open the gate.
Someone has to open the gate, yeah.
And then someone has to open the front door.
Someone has to open the front door.
Then someone has to open your court where you currently are at, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where they'll find you. So I think of it like this. When I used to go visit my grandmother, let her soul rest in peace, I had friends that would come and would want to speak to me. And they would shout on the outside. And they'd be like, Santa! And I wouldn't hear them because I'm in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that someone is speaking around. Mm-hmm. I can't kind of make out what they're saying. It just sounds like a lot of noise. So what I'd physically have to do is that someone would open the gate. They would walk in. Then they would still be like,
sure.
You can hear me a bit better, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm closer. But I'm still shouting because you're not there. Yeah. You're not in the inner courts. then when they're with me, they don't need to shout anymore.
No.
Now we're conversing like you and I are conversing because we're in the same room, right? So just as there is protocol to get into someone's house, there's protocol to get into the courts of God. This is what Psalm 100 verse 4 is teaching us, how to get into the presence of God. You can't just rock up at the president's house and say, hey, I want to see the president. No, there's a way that you get in. There's a certain channel that you need to follow. There's a certain person that you need to speak to. Now, the protocol to get into the courts of God where you speak to him is praise. This is why hallowed be your name. Jesus starts off the prayer by giving thanks to God, by praising him for all that he is, right? Because we enter his gates, right? Think of Tabby's house now. You enter the gate with a key, but the gates of heaven are entered with thanksgiving. So if you come with a spirit of entitlement, you don't even enter into the gates of heaven, of where God is at. That's why your prayers don't get answered, because you're not even in the presence of God. Because to unlock the gate that leads to God, you have to come with thanksgiving. You've got to count your blessings. You don't come in with an entitlement. Lord, it's so unfair. God's not even hearing prayers like that. He doesn't hear hopeless prayers. He doesn't hear prayers of murmuring and complaining. He hears prayers, first and foremost, that have to do with thanksgiving. I know your life is not perfect, but there's so much that we can be thankful for. So you start off your prayer with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for my family. Thank you for the health. Thank you for the life that you have given me. Thank you for where I am at. And then what happens? Some magic happens. Kicking, the gate opens. Now you enter into the gate. Now you're still not where God is at. You're still not inside Tubby's room. There's another door that leads to the courts. And the Bible says we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and then we enter his courts with
praise.
Praise, right? We praise God for all that he is, and we hallowed his name. Do you know, before you can ask for the things of God, you've got to praise him for who he is.
Okay.
Because it's who he is that will get you those specific things. So before you can ask God to provide, you've got to praise him as the one who provides. And this is why we hear about the names of God, you know, Jehovah Jireh. Eh? We all know that one. Mm-hmm. What is that? The Lord God, our
provider.
So you enter his gates with thanksgiving. Then you start praising him and you say, thank you, Lord, that you are the provider. We have Jehovah Nissi, who's the Lord God, who is our victory, right? If you're struggling and you need victory in your life, Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace. Jehovah Tikanu, he is our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, he's our ever-present God. So now you praise God. You praise him for all that he has done within your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You praise him, and now you get into that place. And now if you even see church services, they're set up in this specific way. I've never been to a church service where you get there and the pastor starts preaching. What happens?
There's praise and worship.
Aha. Why is there praise and worship? Is praise and worship there to say, oh, now church is starting?
I think to get us into the right posture.
Exactly. So for that thanksgiving, we kick off the entitlement. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into his courts with praise, into that atmosphere where God is at. Now, when you hear the word of God, there's relevance. So I want to encourage you, if you are that person that gets to church late while the song's already playing, you might as well turn around and go home. Because by the time the first note plays, you've got to be there in anticipation. It's like, you know, if someone had to offer you a job interview, you don't rock up 5 minutes late. You honor the person's time. You're there 15 minutes before the time. You're sitting down. You've got your coffee. You're relaxed. You're waiting for your band to do what it needs to do, and then you participate. So the church bands, they're not there to perform. They're there to usher us into the presence of God. Now, if you're arriving there and the last song is there, and hey, you just want to get through because now the traffic is dead, no. You're not going to hear the word of God correctly in that atmosphere of faith. Why? Because you haven't entered his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, and you haven't entered his courts with praise. So the second part of us praying to God has to do with us coming and lifting up his name. And this is why I love when we get into church and we hear this. Right, Tubbs? And if you walk into your church, you're trying to hear songs like this. So that helps us. It gets us into that space. So this is the second part. So the first part is our Father. We pray to God because He is our Father. The second part, we hallowed His name, right? Hallowed be Your name. And then on Thursday, we'll look at Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you learn something there, Tubbs?
I did a whole lot.
Okay, so now no more missing praise and worship. And now we've got to get in. And try this. Try this today in your quiet time. Start off with some thanksgiving. And then get into a time of praise where you thank God and praise Him for who He is. I can guarantee you, even when you read the Word of God from that point, you will feel that God is speaking to you directly. You will, just that, just entering God's presence with thanksgiving and praise just sets you on a different trajectory altogether where you can now pray to God and He hears your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Let's jump into our five confessions of redemption. Tubbs helps us out there.
Repeat after me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been forgiven.
I have been forgiven.
Of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
Past, present, and future.
Past, present, and future.
And because I walk in the light.
And because I walk in the light.
And have fellowship with other believers.
And have fellowship with other believers.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Cleanses me now.
Cleanses me now
and continuously from all my sin.
From all my sin.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
God sees me.
God sees me.
As though I have never sinned.
As though I have never sinned.
And by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been sanctified.
I have been sanctified.
Set apart.
Set apart.
For God's holy purpose.
For God's holy purpose.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Walk in the freedom that the blood of Jesus has for you and enter His gates with thanksgiving in your heart and enter His courts with praise. We'll put these messages on podcast so that you can listen to them again and again and again, and you can learn what it means to pray prayers that get answered by God.
Feeling overstressed?